today is this: prayer, faith, and perseverance. Prayer, faith, and perseverance. How many of y'all know we need more of each one of those?
Amen.
Each one of us need more prayer. I promise you. Hey, no matter how much you're in prayer, we need more of it. Amen. Even if you're in prayer 2, 5, 6, 12, 24 hours a day, we still need to be more in prayer. Amen. We need to have more faith. We need to exercise more faith. Every minute that we're awake on this wonderful earth that God has given us to live on. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I could definitely use a lot more perseverance in my life. Sometimes you just want to quit, don't you? Sometimes you just want to give up. But God tells us to not give up. To not quit. If we're doing what God tells us to do, we're to persevere to the end of the race. Amen? Now, Scripture today, I know usually we're bouncing all over the place in the Bible, but y'all like me today. Because today, the only place Scripture is going to come from is the book of James, chapter 5, verses 13 through 20. James chapter 5, verses 13 through 20. The NIV version says them this way: Is there anyone among you in trouble? Let them what?
Pray.
Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them, to anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. Not in our name, amen, but in the name of the Lord shall they be anointed. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to who? To each other. Amen. And pray for each other so that you might be healed. The prayer of a what?
Righteous
man. Amen. The prayer of a righteous man, person, is powerful and effective. Y'all hear that? It's effective. I like that. Verse 17 says, Elijah was a human being. Hey, guess what? So are we, aren't we?
Amen.
We are just like Elijah. Elijah was a human being. Yeah, let me get that again. Elijah was a human being even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain for a little while, wasn't it? A couple days, maybe. No. Long time, wasn't it? Did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Man, they talking about drought right now in California and stuff. Think what it would be like if we ain't getting rain for 3.5 years. Verse 18 says, and then what? Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. In other words, the rain fell down, didn't it? The water fell out of the sky when he prayed to give it back. My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring that person back, remember this: whoever turns a sinner from the error of their ways will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, I ask you right now, Lord, I thank you for your Scripture today, Jesus. Lord, I ask you, get Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Allow your Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct each one of us here today, Lord. Lord, as always, may it be your word spoken and not mine, Jesus. Lord, may you open our heart, mind, and soul to the blessing that you have for us today, Lord, in the message, Lord. Lord, of prayer, faith, and perseverance. And how we should truly be living each and every day, Lord. Lord, as we try to get less of us or less of me in 2023, Lord, we can truly live that out each and every day by taking some of the steps that we're going to talk about today, Lord. Lord, we ask you just to be with us, Lord, till the end of the service. In your name I pray. Amen. Whew. I don't know about you, but I like your scripture. I'm glad God gives us something. So that in those times that we're sitting back going, man, I don't know if I'm strong enough in that area. I don't know if I'm strong enough in prayer. We got scripture to look at, don't we? We got God's word. We got God's truth for our lives to live by each and every day. Sometimes we look at it and go, man, I just don't have the faith that I did the other day. Or I don't have the faith. How many of y'all have the same faith? Some of us, when we get saved, that's our faith plateau. Amen. We don't ever grow any further than that. But God wants us to grow in faith each and every day. Each and every minute that we're alive on this earth, He wants to grow us in faith. And definitely in perseverance. God wants us to finish our race. Because that's one reason that we don't grow in that faith. Is because we don't persevere in it each and every day. We just become complacent in it. And be like, oh, alright, well, I'm good for today. I don't have to do any extra. I don't know about you, but I think our God loves us enough that He sent His only Son that we should do all the extra that we can. We shouldn't just sit around and let the world tell us we're wrong. We're not doing what we should be doing. Amen? God loves us enough to die. So we should have enough faith and perseverance to finish the race that He calls each one of us to. Because guess what? Other than telling other people about His love, His mercy, His grace, and His death on that cross, and that salvation, each one of us has a different race. How many of y'all know that? My race is not the same as Matt's race. Our race to the end of our time is different for each one of us. Except for the main thing that Jesus wanted each one of us to do. And that's share His gospel with all the nations. Amen. I don't know about you, but I like it. Because I don't know about you, but if we were all on the same race path, I think we'd all be getting pretty bored after a while. Really fast. I'd be like, man, it's all we're talking about. This is the only thing we're talking about. One little path. Instead of how many, 15, 16, how many's here watching online. Different paths. They're so much fun to watch. Especially from a pastor and leadership perspective. To watch each one of them. And know that the end's the same for each one of us. But the way to get there is different. And I know God's like, it's alright. I'm a loving guy. I'm a big guy. I can do multiple paths. I can do multi-courses to get you there. And He's sitting up there going, and I love it when you do extra. When you roll in a little bit extra on what I'm trying to get you to do. But sometimes we let Satan tell us, don't worry about it. You ain't going to do nothing else. You're good. How many of y'all ever had Satan tell you you're good? How many of y'all had him tell you today you're good? Guess what? We might be good, but we can always be better. Amen? We always be praying more. Living in the God's love more. Amen? And James 5:13-20 is a powerful message that reminds us of the importance of prayer in each one of our lives. It encourages us to pray for each other and to seek God's help in times of need that we have. How many of y'all know that we can't do anything? We can't get any help without God. Amen? Nothing that we can try to do ourselves is going to give us help without God in the middle of it. Amen? In this sermon, we're going to explore the things of prayer, healing, and faith that are found in this passage. The first thing that we see in James 5:13-20 is the importance of the prayer. James tells us that as we pray, we should pray for one another. Not be money hungry, not be me hungry. Not just pray for yourself. Amen? Not just pray for yourself and your family. But for praying for one another when we're going through difficult times. He says that prayer of a righteous person is powerful. Prayer of a righteous person is effective. Amen. That means that when we pray for others, we're tapping into a powerful source of strength and healing. We're tapping into the power of God. Amen. We're not praying in our own self, are we? I promise you, if I pray for you in Ronnie's name, you ain't going to get jacked. I might get sent somewhere I don't want to go, because that's blasphemy. That's not true Bible. It's, I cannot get you healed. My praying in my name cannot get you saved. It cannot get you more faith. It cannot get you more perseverance. But I'm glad we got a God that when we pray into the power of God's name, He's able to do far more than we can ever imagine. Amen? When we pray for others, we're reminded of our true need for God. We cannot do everything on our own, can we? I don't know about you, but I tried that. Guess what? Ronnie fails 110% of the time when I try to do stuff on my own. How about you? We need God's help, don't we? We need God's help. We need God's guidance in every aspect of our lives. Not just the small aspects, but all the big aspects as well. We need His wisdom. We need His strength. We need His love. When we pray for others, we're reminded of how our own need for God. And we are encouraged to seek Him more deeply each and every day. Amen.
Amen.
The next thing we see in James 5, 13 through 20 is the importance of faith. James tells us that if we have faith, we will be healed. Amen. If we have faith, we will be healed. This means that when we're going through difficult times, we need to have faith in God. Not faith in the world, not faith in our friends. Amen. Not faith in our family, but faith in God. We need to trust that He, and that's the big He, that's the capital He. Amen. We need to trust that He is with us and that He will see us all through. We need to believe that He's able to heal us. No matter what we're going through. Amen. Whether it be cancer, kidneys, heart, house burning down, no matter what we're going through, sickness, pneumonia, we need to believe that God can heal us no matter what we're going through. Amen. Faith is not something that we can manufacture on our own. Faith is not something that Ronnie can come up with. Amen. It's a gift from God. It is something that He gives us as we seek Him and as we grow in our relationship with Him. When we have faith in God, we're able to see things from God's perspective and not ours. Amen? God's perspective and not the world's perspective. We're able to see that He truly is in control. And He is working everything out for our good. Amen. The last thing that we see in James chapter 5, verse 13 through 20, is the importance of community. The importance of community. James tells us that we should confess our sins to one another. Not just God. Amen. Not just Jesus. But James tells us, Scripture tells us, that we should confess our sins one to another. Amen. And pray for one another. Especially when that happens. This means that we need to be in fellowship with each other. With other believers. Not the world, but other believers. Amen. We need to be part of a community of faith, where we can share our struggles and we can share our victories. Y'all know what that type of community is called? Church. A church body. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. We need to be part of that community. where we can be held accountable and where we can be encouraged. When we're part of that community of faith, we're reminded that we are not alone. I'm glad I'm not alone. Amen? Because I don't know about you, but this walk through this life would be a boring walk, even with our salvation, if we were all alone.
Amen.
We're human. We need people, don't we? We need other humans around us. So I'm glad we have that. Amen? We're reminded that we're definitely part of something bigger, aren't we? Something bigger than ourselves. Something bigger than Ronnie. Something bigger than the ones that are here and watching at home. Amen? We're part. We're reminded that we're part of what? God's family. We're part of the brothers and sisters of Christ. The sons and daughters of Christ. Amen? When we're part of that community of faith, we're able to see that God is truly working in our lives, aren't we? And in others, because we're seeing it firsthand, sharing it with each other, praying for it with each other. Amen? And we're also able to see that He's able to do the same thing in our lives. When we see His love, His mercy, His grace, His healing working through somebody else, we get a firmer plantation for our perseverance to know that it'll work in our lives as well. Amen. He's able to do the same. What He can do in Ronnie's life, guess what? He can do in your lives. Amen. In conclusion, James 5:13-20 reminds us this. It reminds us of the importance of prayer. It reminds us of the importance of faith. And it reminds us of the importance of community in our lives. We need to pray for one another and seek God's help in times of need instead of running from everybody. And let Satan tell you, oh, you can't tell him you did that. No, you'll be ashamed. You'll be embarrassed. Quit letting Satan lie to you. Amen. We got to get together. We got to pray for each other. Seek God's help in the time of those needs. We need to have faith in God. Sorry. We need to have faith in God and trust that He is able to heal each one of us. We need to be part of a community of faith where we can see and we can be held accountable and where we can be encouraged. As we leave this service today, as we get ready to come for the final song, I want to encourage you to take James 5:13-20 to heart for each one of us. I encourage you to pray for each other, for one another, to have faith in God, and to be part of the community of faith. Remember that God is with us. Amen. Remember that God is with you. That He is able to do far more than what we can see or imagine. Amen. May God bless each one of us and keep you in His care. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You, Lord, again, for getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Lord, I thank You for the Holy Spirit leading, guiding, and directing me, Lord. Lord, I thank You for Your words and not mine spoken, Lord. Lord, I thank You for the blessing today, Lord. Lord, on prayer, faith, and perseverance, Lord. Lord, I ask it that You impress upon each one of our heart, mind, and soul, Lord. Lord, the true belief and faith and perseverance that God is with us, Lord. That we can ask Him for help, Lord, and He's right there with us, Lord. Lord, also, just as importantly, Lord, that we can talk to our brothers and sisters, Lord. Lord, that we can pray for and with each other, Lord. Lord, that we can uplift each one of them, Jesus. Lord, that we would be a lighthouse for Your dark and dying world, Lord. Lord, we thank You for each and everything that You do. In Your name I pray. Everybody say it.